The stock market doesn't seem to like what it sees in Washington. As the debt ceiling drama drags on, stocks just saw their biggest one-week decline in more than a year. But as NBR's Chris Arnold reports, analysts caution anyone worried about their retirement savings should not panic.
In just a little bit more than a week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost nearly 600 points. And things might get worse. In his weekly radio address, President Obama warned lawmakers that if they fail to compromise, the U.S. could lose its longstanding AAA credit rating.
For those who reflexively oppose tax increases on anybody, a lower credit rating could be a tax increase on everybody. We'd all pay higher interest rates on mortgages and car loans and credit cards. That would be inexcusable and entirely self-inflicted by Washington.
Economists' biggest fear is that the U.S. would fail to make payments to investors around the world who hold U.S. treasuries. Analysts warn that that could spark another financial crisis. The stock market could crash, the banking system and the housing market could be in big trouble. But most do not think that that's actually going to happen. David Kotak is the chief economist at Cumberland Advisors.
In the end, I believe the Congress will resolve legislation and there will be no default by the United States. So for me, the actual act of failing to make a payment is unthinkable. I do not believe it will happen, but the political theater raises the risk of an accident. The markets do not know the outcome, and they are scared.
Now, when average investors see stocks start tumbling, often their impulse is to sell stocks. But most top investors say that that's the wrong impulse. They advise buying and holding a responsible portfolio for the long term. And if you're going to sell sometime, they say you want to sell when stocks are up, not after they've just had their biggest one-week decline in a year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.